You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with climate change, a top priority in President Biden's administration. A huge problem to tackle, to be sure, but there is some low-hanging fruit, some relatively easy fixes that do have bipartisan support. Case in point today, the Environmental Protection Agency released a proposed rule to phase down the use of HFCs, hydrofluorocarbons. These are chemical refrigerants in products we use every day, and they do a lot of damage to the climate. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us started.
The EPA, in line with the law passed late last year, wants to reduce the production and importation of HFCs by about 85% before 2035. Dan Lashoff is the U.S. director of the World Resources Institute. HFCs, he says,
these are super pollutants used in refrigeration mostly that can have thousands of times the global warming impact of carbon dioxide.
And, says Lashoff, citing EPA's numbers,
the net benefits of this rule are expected to be about $280 billion through 2050. And that's mostly from reducing global warming impacts.
But some of those benefits are from improved efficiency of the new refrigerants in everyday things. David Doniger is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
So HFCs are in refrigerators, they're in the air conditioner of your car, they're in foam insulations that you might find in the wall of the house.
And Doniger says most consumers won't really notice the transition, kind of like when we phased out CFCs, chemicals that damage the ozone layer.
We've gone through two generations of these refrigerant changes already, and you can't see the difference in the price of new air conditioners.
And the industry is on board. Knowing the plan, even if they'd like some tweaks, allows them to plan. Helen Walter-Terranoni is with the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute.
There's been an estimate of 39,000 jobs that'll be created with the phase down of HFCs.
Because all those systems will eventually need to be replaced, and someone has to manufacture the next generation refrigerants.
I think that no matter which side of the coin you look at, it's kind of a win all around.
And you know what? These days, let's just take the win. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.